Blog Talk Radio. The Diva is uplifting, encouraging, educating, and entertaining. The Diva is live, and the Diva is taking calls. It's time for Conversations with the Diva. Here's your host, Sabrina Williams.
Hello, America. It's Sabrina Williams as the beautiful Volante Grant has said. She's our WBDN's network sponsor. She's out of Chicago. I love Volante so much. Hi, Volante. A couple of announcements, a couple of things that we have to do for studio. You know what? When you guys call in, make sure that you have your speaker off because the echo sort of kind of will get into recording. The show is 30 minutes, but we go an extra 15 minutes if we choose, and it's still be recorded. The show will be ready to rebroadcast 5 minutes after it's ended. Okay. I have Anything Is Possible music from Matthew Mew Johnson, one of my favorite handsome singers, and he is amazing. He'll be here. He has he'll be here in about 2 weeks, but he has he always lets me play his song Anything Is Possible, and I really believe in that song now. So I just want you guys to know that we have special guest Mrs. Andrea Droney with us. She is an author. She's fabulous. She's amazing, and she's a mom, and I just love her so much. A couple of things that's going to be coming up with the show, because I just want you guys to know that the Dallas Cowboys, oh, we had a bye last week, but yeah, we're 5-1. I don't know where your people's teams are standing, but my boys are rocking it. Hallelujah, got them Cowboys. How about them boys? Okay, so anyway, we're going to have Raymond McNeil come back on us. You know, he's my favorite AFL, American Football League player. You know, it's different than NFL. Their season has already ended, and now we're into the National Football League. Yes, America, a woman does know the difference on that. Just wanted to tell you men that we do know that. But we're going to do Sabrina's trivia on sports. And you know, at the end of the day, Sabrina always wins, but no, that's just a lie. I'm just kidding, Lori. Stop that. The fact is, Sabrina just wants to hear, wants to play the game and see the guys versus the girls, what they know. So just so you know, we'll be doing that. Okay, so I want to talk to you guys a couple of things. God is really good. And I live this verse. It's called Jeremiah 29:11. I love this verse. And this verse actually came to fruition that God has the plans to harm you and not to harm you, but and to prosper you. And I am totally in love with one of the greatest men in the world, Mr. Davidi. He is an amazing man. You guys will hear him. He will be on because he has a lot of knowledge when it comes to sports. When it comes to his own personal mission and passion with in the water training. I'm just going to leave it at that because I'm not good at, like, describing people's craft sometimes. So I just want to say that. But he's an amazing man, honorable man of God. So women, what am I saying? We'll talk about this later on another show, Walking Your Purpose, which is going to be in a few weeks in November, November 17th. And that means that you wait on God. When you wait on God, God delivers. And yes, people, he filled my 32-point list. So I just want to tell you that. Hello, honey, I love you. All right, moving on. Here we go. Let's go back to the air. Here we are. And we are going to play Anything Is Possible by Matthew Johnson. We want to thank you to Next Level Fitness and Tennis, Coach Danny Bongiorno, for being one of our sponsors. He is in Las Vegas. He is a personal trainer. You can reach Danny at 702-303-3765, but no people, Danny probably won't answer his phone. So what you need to do is you just need to text him and tell him the Diva sent you. You guys know the Diva has a new name. It's not Conversations with the Diva. It's called Rolling with the Diva. All right. We also want to say hello to No Quit Tennis and Fitness, who has the highest rate for scholarship programs For kids going to college, we thank them for always having sponsored Eli and being there for the Las Vegas community. Marty Hennessy Foundation for being one of the greatest. Marty Hennessy is still one of the greatest coaches in my eyes for tennis and a very honorable man. Love the Hennessy family. Hi, Michelle. And thank you for Michelle's husband who serves and protects us. I want to also remind you guys that as the holidays come, there's going to be a lot of people who are your relatives, your friends, who are going to be depressed. And sometimes that depression can lead into suicide. Suicide is real. It's not a game. It's not a joke. So be mindful of that. If you have a friend that is suicidal, you can call 911 immediately. Person is just talking about it. Still, call 211 in any state, and they will direct you to a counselor. Also, I want to talk to you a little bit about mental health. And that is, you know what? Don't be in denial about your mental health. You know, I know especially with African-Americans, Hispanics, and Asian population, we want to deny that we have any mental illness, that we don't have any problems, blah, blah, blah. You know what? Stop lying to yourself. You know what? Because I take medicine for depression, and I get treated, because otherwise I would drive people up the friggin' wall, and I'll admit it. You know what? Sometimes getting help, you don't always need to be on medicine, but sometimes just talking to somebody is great, but admitting you need help, okay? And we need to get away from that stereotype. It's the man. It's not the man. It's you. You need counseling. You need to go get the help. Seek help. Do that. Like Madea says, you know, get on that. You know, I got five on that. All right. I love that song. All right. Here we go. Matthew Mew Johnson, Anything's Possible. Make this work. Hold on. Supposed to have a quiet time as we do this. It's supposed to be switching over, but as everybody knows, Blog Talk Studio does their own thing. So as I will keep talking until I get the music rolling. I did a comedy set in Sandy, Utah on Sunday, and it was the most fabulous thing. And here's one of the things that I have the audience rolling. You know, you ever meet a guy and the guy just, you know, that they are just clean shaven and they're really clean shaven. And I said, you know, I need a man with a little bit of hair because I don't want to feel like I'm dating myself. But, you know, it was just a joke. It was just funny. Some of the guys in the audience freaked out. I'm like, stop using the shaver. Let me see if I can get this to work. There we go.
Sure. Seek it, girl. Seek it to that level.
that. That was anything is possible. You know what? I'm just so excited because I'm so in love, and I have my guest on the line. And I hope I didn't hurt your feelings, but I just saw the phone and your number light up. Hello. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing well. How are you?
I am awesome. And did I say it right? Audrey? How do I say it?
Andriana.
Andriana. That is a beautiful name, and I love how it's spelled. I am just thrilled that you chose to be on Rolling with the Diva. You know why we call it Rolling with the Diva?
Tell me why.
Sabrina is, I love her. See, this is amazing. She knows how to do radio. Well, I'll tell you why. Because I'm always, around town. I'm always out, just about rolling, talking to people, and just loving life. I am blessed and honored, and I want to thank Miss Alexis, your manager, for always giving me the best talent and just giving me the opportunity. I apologize for last week. I was in Utah, and I didn't realize when I changed time zones, it was picking that up. So I apologize for not having you on the air at that time, and I thank you for blessing me. I'm going to introduce you again and let everybody know that you're a mom, you're an author, you're a publisher. You are fantastic, and you are one of the hottest commodities coming up. So from there, young lady, can you roll with this and tell us about yourself?
Absolutely. Well, where do I start? First of all, thank you. Thank you for having me. Definitely is a blessing, and I'm honored as well. I am a mother. I have three sons, one that is 19, one is 16, and the other is 9. So life is grand.
Can you let me pray for you right now? Can I pray for you?
Yes. You heard me say life is grand.
Okay, because you have three boys. Let me tell you something that I tell people all the time. When you have one son, what they don't tell you when the child comes out, it's actually you have four. So they're already like one boy is equal to four children. So you have 12 children. Did you know that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because they do some
and
crazy things.
It.
They're monkeys. Okay. I'm just going to say, I bless your
it.
Child. Keep going. Keep going.
Feel it every day. I'm like, dude, you do the most. But so mother, three sons, I don't have any complaints about them. I'm not a grandmother. I don't have to worry about drugs. I don't have to worry about gangs. They love church, and they are actually business owners. Two of them are business owners.
So they're going to be on the show soon, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I promote small business, and I believe in supporting our community, and also because the small business is what has made the world go around, not the huge business. So absolutely love the opportunity.
Absolutely. They would love it, and thank you. So with that, being a mother is a full-time job, so I do that 24/365, and I enjoy it. You know, definitely love the family time. Outside of that, I'm a business owner as well. I'm into real estate, and I have a bath and body line that's just for women. And then I write, and I publish, and I direct, and I produce. So we have a lot going on.
Okay, well, first, because I know that you have, you direct, but you also have a play coming up. So did you direct the play, and are you in the play?
I did direct the play, and I'm also an actress in the play. Yes, ma'am.
Tell us the name.
And produce.
When it's coming. Oh, well, okay, then. You know what? See, you're a better multitasker. You're putting me to shame. I'm just embarrassed with myself because I just can't even do this. First of all, tell us the name, when it's coming out, and with that, what did you like best, being a producer, the actress, or directing?
It's called In-Laws from Hell. It's actually been rolling since 2011, so we're going on tour. I enjoyed, I would say, directing it more than acting in it. It was my first acting experience when we did the Vegas show in September, so it was different. I enjoyed it, but I said, I'd rather stay behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoy directing more than acting because then I can see my vision come to fruition, you know. So I enjoyed that much more.
So did you now? Where did your inspiration come from getting into acting? Was it, do you have family who acts, or is this just something that you got into on your own?
My mother had me in acting as a little girl. I was on commercials. I did a few little things. You know, growing up in L.A., my mom had me all over the place. So I got my first start acting, I want to say, when I was four. And I really I enjoyed it then, you know, because when you're young, that's, you know, that's something that you want to do. As I got older, I kind of turned away from acting and started more writing. So that's where my writing came.
You know, I act too, right?
Nice.
Did you know that? No, listen.
No.
You gotta crack up. No, seriously, I act. I actually direct my own screenplays in the bathroom as I sing You Are My Sunshine. Let me move on. Okay.
You have to audition. We have an audition on Saturday.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just want to say that because I was in the bathroom acting like I can sing and act, and I just need to stay in the bathroom. Okay, I'm done now. That was my moment. That was my debut as an actress. It was a good debut, huh?
I love it. Okay.
I just wanted to say that. Okay, let me stop. This is not about me today. But you have to admit, I am making you laugh, though, right?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
Host with the most.
So, yes, exactly. I do the mostest. Okay, so tell me, because I know a lot of people want to know, how do you balance your life now that you're going to be having a traveling play, being a mom, and also being a business owner too?
The only answer I have to that is the grace of God, because sometimes, you know,
Amen.
A lot of people ask me that question, and then when I can't give them an answer, they kind of look at me like, why don't she know? That's the only answer that I could give, because he's the only one that allows me to be able to multitask and get things, you know, accomplished and it done successfully. So that's the only person I can actually give the glory to. It's difficult. It's frustrating, but he makes a way and it gets done. So that's my only answer to that.
Okay. Hold on a second. And the radio's going to hear this. The housekeeper's here. So, yeah. So my son, you know how you have children, you're trying to sign language them and tell them things.
Right.
And then they'd be a smart aleck, like, I don't speak sign language. I'm on the radio, so I'm going to embarrass you on the radio and say, please get out of your bed. It's, you know. I just wanted to say that. Anyway. Get the dogs. So I have another question for you.
Okay.
What states are you guys going to be debuting the play in?
We're doing Memphis. We're doing Louisiana.
Okay.
We're going to do New Orleans and Baton Rouge. We're also
okay.
doing Texas. And we're also
mm-hmm.
doing Atlanta.
Wow. Now, how long are these plays? How long do they go for?
We're doing two runs, so we're going to do 2 days, one show apiece in each city. So we'll be there like the weekend. We'll be there for like Friday through Sunday. We'll do the red carpet VIP events on Friday, along with our tech rehearsals and whatever else needs to be done. And then Saturday and Sunday, we'll roll the shows out.
Have you been to these cities before doing plays, and what city are you most excited for that the play is going to be in?
We haven't been to these cities as of yet. The city that I'm actually really excited for is going to be Baton Rouge, because that's
uh-huh.
exactly where the play was established. I was living in Baton Rouge. In Lost from Hill came from a book because it's a story
okay.
of my life. So I was living in Baton Rouge, Louisiana at the time. So we haven't even brought it home yet, where my family and friends and where it actually originated from. So I'm very excited about taking it home.
Okay, well, I have to ask a question. So you really did have in-laws from hell. Is this still the same
yes,
marriage
ma'am.
Or is it a different marriage?
I'm actually in a whole different relationship, but yes, ma'am, I had in-laws from hell.
I can relate. I have to see this play. Now, are you guys going to be able to bring this to DVD? Do you think it's going to be on DVD? Or
absolutely. It's going after we do this. These few cities, we're going to put it on DVD and just put it up for sale. and then I'm going to move on to other projects that I have going on.
What other projects are those?
Well, I have another novel that I wrote. It's called Your Woman Is My Wife. So we have a play that's based off of that. And then we have the rights to Teddy Pendergrass story. So I'm doing a Teddy Pendergrass story.
Really?
Joan Pendergrass, which is the wife, she's allowing it, and I'm definitely excited about it. He is one of my favorites. So I'm definitely excited about doing that show as
Who's
well.
Who's the Teddy Pendergrass? Can I come interview him? Does he need me to lay hands on him? I mean, to pray for him? Let me stop. I'm trying to help. You see? I want you to get the right man. I'll just mean lay my hands on him and just, okay, Jesus, let me see if, yep, this is the right man. Just saying.
This is the right one. Yeah. This is him right here.
I'll stop. Moving on. Okay, so let's talk about your books. Tell me, now we know your mom encouraged you in acting, but I write a lot. And, oh, just so I want to mention this, November 1st,
okay,
I will post it on my link for everybody, also for you. They have, we're going to, let me say it. I get so excited about this. But Book Novels Month is coming out. I'll post a website where you're committing to write 50,000 words, and it will be reviewed with a group and everything else, and it's a way to get into writing and publishing. So how did you get into writing and publishing?
I became a published writer at the age of 10, and it wasn't because I wanted to be. I wrote short stories and different things for my English class. And my English teacher actually enjoyed my writings, and she submitted them for a statewide contest. And I actually won the contest. So at the age of 10,
nice.
I became a published writer.
Wow.
Yes,
wow.
Ma'am.
So tell me about some of the things, like your most recent things that you have written.
Right now we are, I did an erotic story. I wanted to just challenge myself to see if I could do it. So that's actually, we're working on that and getting that published and out. Along with that, I tapped into doing sitcoms and reality shows and movies. So I'm finishing a lot of that up and definitely excited, you know, about that as well.
What are some of the sitcoms that you have wrote for, and what was your favorite?
I got a chance to co-write on the AIDS episode of Girlfriends when it was running years ago.
Okay.
And they used a lot of my input for that. So I was excited about that. I got my start with reality television doing when Flavor Flav first started his show. So,
okay.
So got a chance to write on that aspect as well. So right now, I have a lot of stuff just kind of stacked up. We're trying to shop it around, and we have some pilots already filmed for a few things. So we're just basically trying to network and shop a lot of it.
Now, we will ask you again, but where can people follow you? Where can they find your books that you have written?
The books that I have written are in every bookstore, also online. They're also on my website, which is www.andriana.net. And I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram. So we're on all the social media.
And what now, I know you did talk about your books, but tell us the title of the books and what they mean to you.
Well, we have In-Laws from Hell. Like I said, that started out as a diary. Kind of encourages people to tell their stories. You know, don't be embarrassed. Don't worry about what people are going to say about it, because you never know what blessing your writings can have on someone else, somebody that may not have the strength or even the know-how of putting out what they've been through or how they feel. So you never know what your writings can do to touch someone else. As far as Your Woman Is My Wife, that basically was just a drama that we put out, basically saying what you don't do, another man will, and it's not difficult.
No, it's
again,
not.
Again, the erotic story, A Love Last Secret, was a challenge for me. I just wanted to see if it was something that I could do, and wrote it, and it actually reached out to Zane. So we were kind of collabing and doing some things as well. So that was just a challenge, and I'm excited about it. I'm waiting, definitely waiting for that.
Why, what is a challenge to
drop. Well, because, you know, with erotic, you have to, it's very sexual and sensual, of course, you know, and it's easy, you know, for someone to show emotions. But when you're not a writer under that genre, it's kind of difficult. So I wanted to see if I could do it, just as well as I want to try to see if I can do a children's book. So there's a list of books that I want to try, you know, just to see if, you know, how well it is, or if it's something that I can actually, you know, do well in, versus just the urban lit, or, you know, urban novels and drama and things of that nature. I also have a crime thriller that's near to completion, and that's called Pozole. So it's quite a bit. I'm just challenging myself right now, just kind of taking myself out the urban lit and just trying to tap into every genre.
You are not only trying, and I'm going to tell you because my honey says this, it's not trying, you're doing, and you are amazing. You are going out there doing. I mean, I'm just amazed at the different. I'd be like, I just stick to motivational writing, and that's what I like.
Yes.
But I am just, you're challenging me to want to do, to take a step out. Now, I've always wanted to write a children's book, and but wow, no, you're very encouraging, very motivational in the way that you speak. You're very eloquent, and you command an audience to listen. So I'm very empowered by you.
Well, thank you.
Just thought you'd like
thank
to know
you.
That because you are. And people,
well,
and
you.
It's hard for people to motivate me, I'm going to tell you that. So it really is. So another question. We talked about God and him being your motivation. Do you have a favorite Bible verse that you go by, or a couple of Bible verses?
Jeremiah 29 and 11.
Do you know what? You know what? I'm not lying. I swear you need to listen to the beginning of the show while I was waiting for you to come on. And this is no lie. I need the Bible right now. Guess what verse I talked about?
Jeremiah 29 and 11.
Because I swear, and this was my thing. You have to listen to the beginning of the show, though. But I said,
okay,
this is the verse that God has kept me going by. And because I had just over a month ago, I said, I'm done with me and God. Okay, I've reached my point. I'm going to let you handle this. I will go ahead and become a nun in Hawaii, and I'll be okay with that. That's what I said. Why would I be a nun in Hawaii? Yes, they do have nunneries in Hawaii. There's not a nunnery. I just made that word up. But I said, I'm done. And this could be a stage play. You should make a stage play on my life, because as a Williams sister, I'm hilariously funny, and I'm just crazy, and my whole life has been like, you know, about just, so I'll call it full circle, because now when I said that, 3 days later, I meet a guy, Stephen Peter Davidi, in the most unconventional way, and this man is not only an amazing man, he is a godly man. He meets 32 points on my list. So I was talking about Jeremiah 29:11, that God wants to prosper you and not harm you and give you hope in a future.
Right.
And that is the
right.
most amazing, amazing voice. The show's going to end, but it's not ended. Don't hang up. It will record for another 15 minutes. But I just, that verse, so that is just you being here today is not only now is it an honor and a blessing, you are meant to be on this show to give me clarity, but that's why I had to wait. And that's why I said to ladies, you need to wait for God. And you need to let
That's
him
right.
find the man for you. Because when we're out there
Be
searching
patient.
For that man, and we're out there like thinking we know the best, that's why Satan's brothers keep coming up to us, okay, women? And
right.
that's why you don't get no man, because you get a man, but as my man said, you get a boy. Now, my man
that's
has
right.
told me, sit down. He knows how to run this relationship. He got it. God's in control, and I need that. And you know what he told me that was really funny? That going to church was a deal breaker for him. How many men do you know that?
Hmm.
So you know what,
that's
ladies?
Awesome.
So when you say Jeremiah 29:11, you are blessed. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you have to. Women have to be still. You know, that's one of the things that I do talk about when I do my motivational speaking, because when you're still looking and you think that you're settled, he's still seeking. The man is still seeking, you know, which is why they cheat, which is why they don't treat you like the queen that you deserve to be treated, because they are still seeking. They haven't found everything that they're looking for in you. And it's not saying that you're not a good woman. It's not saying that you're not a phenomenal woman. It's just that you're not the woman for him, and he's not the man for you, you know. And women, mm-hmm. we settle. And then we get our feelings hurt.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yes, we do. We get our butt hurt feelings. And you know what? Be still and see. I'm going to ask you to really, you know, I know you're going to be busy, but as you get going, if you could just stop in and let me know and let Alexis know when you can stop in again, because I love your energy. I love that we synced on a Bible verse, but you are an amazing woman, a mom, an author, and you're multi-talented. And it's just, I just want especially my women listeners to see that women, we can put our minds to so many things if we allow God to run our lives like you're doing, and we can live the greatest lives. And I would love to have you come back on and tell us about how the shows are going and also maybe just if you get time, read some of stuff from your books
Absolutely.
I would love for you to do that. So I would love for you to come back on. It has been an honor and blessing for you being on my show. I couldn't even, this is the blessed day. God is just amazing. I will be praying for you guys, for your plays and for your and travel mercies. And, you know, and if you ever need, like I said, if you need me to help you lay hands on who's the right Teddy Pendergrass, you just call me. I'll get a flight.
Oh, what?
Don't
come call.
Don't
you. I'm going to call.
Don't hesitate, because, you know, I mean, lay a little holy oil on him. You know, just let me stop. In the name of Jesus.
Glory
to you. Okay, and praise to Jesus, as Medea said. I'm just saying, I'm offering some sister to you some help, and I'm a little older than you, so I just want to make sure to give you a little wisdom up in there, because, you know, Teddy Pendergrass could sing.
You.
Boy, could he sing.
Oh, woo. He say, turn off the lights.
Oh, yeah. I didn't want to start singing that on the radio. just come over here, baby. Turn off the lights. Come here. Come here. Come to mama. You know, maybe I should be auditioning for that scene, because I need to be Teddy Pendergrass's woman in the scene. I'm just saying, let me stop. Moving on. Okay, I'm sorry, but this is it. Okay, oh my God, yes. Now, I want to see, I'm coming, I don't care where you guys are, I'm guaranteeing I'm in person for that Teddy Pendergrass play, because I know that's going to be hot.
Absolutely, and we will have tickets for you. We will definitely have tickets for you, and I'm going to definitely be on you, because now that I know that you want to write a children's book, I'm going to definitely be reminding you to get started. Start
you know
your character
what,
analysis. Get started.
Now, see, I don't see that. You said, it's like you're saying all these things. We're going to have some conversations, because I'm like, character analysis. You see, I'm just like,
yes.
That's why I started the November, the novel thing, so I can just get feedback and stuff. But, oh, yes, I will. I really want to. I think I'd make a funny character in a children's book, because I tell you, my little life is just too funny. And I need it as a little person would understand it. So, but it's actually not only just that. It's a children's book on abuse, but overcoming abuse as a kid. And
okay.
There's a lot of books out there, but there's a lot of books, and it'll have humor, it'll have sadness, but at the end, she does overcome, and she has a good little life, and she makes little friends, and she stops isolating herself from people, because that's what abusers want you to do.
Right.
So that's part of why. So to be honest, that's really the children's book, but I've been afraid until I met my man, and until I talk to you, to really come out and be okay with saying those things. So
that's
really,
the fear is not of God. You're going to do that.
And so, yeah, I'm going to need your encouragement. And I definitely want to hear from your sons with business, because I do believe in promoting the independent artists, the business owners, no matter where they are in the country, because this show can be, you can take this feed and post it anywhere. And it's about supporting our people out there, supporting people who have small businesses, because small businesses actually run the world. And these people take big risk owning businesses and being on their own.
That's
and
right.
They put a lot of money and investment in it. And we as Americans need to support our own people, no matter what color they are, in having a business, because
that's right.
If not, then I mean, we can. I love. Don't get me wrong. I love going to Chick-fil-A Okay, that's my favorite place to go for chicken. However, there are some great small business like that out here that I love, like Annie's Kitchen. There's a great, you know, like you said, you do real estate. There's so many people in your part of the country. I mean, I encourage you to send me links so that I can put them on my webpage. It costs you nothing. It's just for me to just promote everybody else so that we
awesome.
Can, because you know what, at the end of the day, we need to do old school, community supporting community.
That's right.
Well, my friend, because I know we're going to be good friends, I thank you for coming on the show. I love you.
Thank you for having
you
me.
Oh, you're welcome, Miss Lady. And you know what? You come back anytime and you let me know what you need. This seed will be available, and I'll put a link out to it in about 20 minutes. And
awesome.
Blessings and honor. And I'm just thanking Alexis. I bow down to her because that young lady has just hooked me up. She's the best of the best. I hope you know that. I hope you know she's the best of the best.
Oh, she's phenomenal. She is phenomenal.
And she cracks
yes.
me up. And, girl, her hair always looks just divine. I just want to say, can your hair look bad one day? Just like one day out of the year, can your hair be
good? Even when she's playing tennis, can you just imagine?
Okay, because I'm like, can you – it's just – do you have to be like we're playing a model on the court?
Flawless.
And it's just like – and I was like,
that
really?
Woman is flawless.
So I'm like, I just don't understand. I need that. And so it's like, I love her.
Yes.
She's the
she's
bomb.
She's beautiful
but
inside and out, definitely.
Yes, she
really
is. All
is.
Right, my dear.
Yes,
I love you. And then thank you again for coming on. And we're going to sign off with you. And then I'm going to end the show. Thank you, dear. Have a good
all
day.
All right. You as well.
Bye-bye. Well, you guys, another great, fantastic show with Adriana and just her personality. She's a published author. Everything. You guys follow her on Facebook, on Twitter. Thank you for signing and listening to Conversations with the – well, no longer Conversations with the Diva, Rolling with the Diva. You can find me at www.sabrinathediva.com on Facebook and Twitter and also on Instagram. You guys have a great day, and I love you all, and we will end with some more Matthew Mee Johnson.